Our chief commissioner at the International Trade Administration Commission says that South Africa must strike a balance to preserve the local poultry industry while securing chicken supplies through a possible rebate on import taxes and duties. The ITAC last week encouraged food producers and consumer advocacy groups to weigh in on the measure for a temporary rebate provision on chicken meat, saying it will go on to a two-week process to consult with interested parties. Government is considering a temporary rebate on poultry meat duties to mitigate South Africa's worst ever bird flu outbreak. Let's speak to the Chief Commissioner at the International Trade Administration Commission, CIA. Bangala Economy, hello, ayabonga kawe.
Buddha Titi, good morning to you and to the listeners.
How are you doing, brother? It's good to hear you on these airwaves again.
Yeah, no, great to hear from you, and I'm well, my brother. Can't complain. I hope you're well, too.
I am extremely well. Thank you so much. If I can ask you just first to explain to us what the proposal is in terms of this rebate and why it's causing such consternation amongst the poultry industry.
No, thank you very much, Titi, once again for the opportunity, and it might be helpful for us to give some context.
Mm.
I think many of our listeners would know that over the last decade or so, the domestic poultry industry has, faced all manner of headwinds. And one of those headwinds has been from import competition, where certainly the investigations undertaken by the commission have found, in some instances, the dumping of chicken products in South Africa, which has caused inconsiderable harm to the domestic industry. And as a result of that, Titi, you have two sets of taxes that are levied on chickens that have been produced elsewhere and imported into the country.
Mm.
You've got ordinary customs duties, which are anywhere between, you know, the range of 30 to around 62%, depending on the type of product. Mm. So leg quarters will fetch, you know, a different duty from drumsticks, for instance. You also have, in the case of specific countries where dumping has been found, anti-dumping duties, which, have their own wide range depending on what those dumping margins are. And I think with the outbreak of avian flu, which has led to the culling of millions of chickens, I mean, someone was saying over the weekend, it's potentially about a third of the entire breeding stock or the pipeline of chickens that were being readied for slaughter that have had to be culled. So with that situation, what has, I guess, unsurprisingly happened is that there's been a shortage of chickens that can be, I guess, sent to supermarkets, quick service restaurants, and all manner of other downstream customers. And you've also seen the impact on the eggs. And so in light of this, the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition, as he's authorized to do in the Governing Act, has instructed us to consider the possibility of a temporary rebate in order to ease the supply pressure and potentially the price impact that this might have on consumers.
Right. Now, what would be the extent of such a rebate if we were to put one in place right now? And how long would it have to be in place? So I'm asking, a double barrel question here. And maybe to extend on that as well would be the question that you are raising as well, or the point that you are raising about striking that balance between, you know, protecting the industry and getting some relief for a crisis that we currently have.
Well, that would be the matter that the investigation would be seized, Titi, and I think we probably don't want to preempt that investigation because it would have to define some of the conditions of that rebate. I mean, just for interest's sake, let me give you an example of a rebate we do have on chicken products at the moment, for chicken products coming out of the United States under the AGOA or the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act. Now, that rebate framework started around 2016 or so, and by 2019, we were allowing annually about 65,000 tons of chicken from the U.S. into the country. That has since increased to around 71,000 or so.
Mm.
And there are particular conditions to it. One of the conditions is that there has to be certain consideration and preference given to historically disadvantaged persons in the import of those chickens in order to start to integrate some of the small players, and in particular black players, into that distribution supply chain. And so, in a sense, what a rebate would cover is the point you raise around the time. So, and in relation to that, we'd be guided by the severity and, I guess, the path of this flu outbreak. But there would also be, I guess, some sense of how many tons would be allowed to come in light of how much, you know, the shortage has been. So if we're saying it's 5,000 tons, that's the shortfall that the domestic industry cannot make provision for, then, of course, the rebate would be circumscribed in such a way to allow that tonnage. And, of course, it would be subject to the issue of a permit by ITAC.
Right. It sounds to me, though, that it's a case of the poultry industry are going to have to take their medicine for a short while, or whatever period will be determined. But it seems that it is unavoidable that there will be some pain as a result of this rebate.
Well, I can't say, I can't throw the bones on this one, because, as I said, the investigation must unfold. But suffice to say, we really would like members of the public, and not just the domestic poultry players, but members of the public, consumer advocacy groups, and many others, to comment on this process. And, of course, we've also been given the instruction to do this in an expeditious fashion. So we need to do this very quickly and begin to make sure that these supply shortages don't give rise to a chronic shortage in a very critical staple protein for many low-income households. In relation to the local poultry industry, I do think, Tabiso, that this is but one instrument that is, I guess, trying to put that industry on a better footing. We have what we have in our toolbox, and I think there are many other parts within the government that would have a toolbox to respond to the challenges. It's quite unfortunate, I guess, that you know, much of this has been received with consternation on their end, and that's expected. But I think we have to balance a wider set of considerations than just keeping the industry alive. That's an important part of it. But we also have to think of the many South African households who are now going to be faced with a challenge of these shortages.
Absolutely. All right. We shall wait for that investigation to take place and maybe engage further once that is done. But thank you so much, Aya, as always, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
There we go. That is Ayabonga Tawe these days, wears the hat of Chief Commissioner at the International Trade Administration Commission. He, of course, is just one of us. Person of power. Power Trap.